A legislative meeting in Anchorage today focused attention on how the city's most vulnerable residents fared in this month's series of wind and rainstorms. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski called the meeting as chairman of the Senate State Affairs Committee to assess the lessons learned from the response to the damaging storms. But he came away with few answers on how to better serve disabled and elderly Alaskans. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Like many people who testified at the meeting, Senator Bill Willikowski called the September storms a wake-up call. He says most Alaskans are used to extreme weather and should be able to take care of themselves if they lose power for a few days. But he says that's not true for all Alaskans.
If this had happened in the middle of winter, I think it would have been devastating for a lot of vulnerable people in the state. So I'm hoping that we can learn some lessons from this and maybe get a little better prepared for the future.
Willikowski identified assisting vulnerable citizens as a gaping hole in disaster response. Senior Mary Jones agrees. She coordinates a group of about 30 seniors who live on the east side of Anchorage. And she says the September 4th windstorm was devastating for many of them.
Out of our 30 members, we had four that wound up in the hospital from being without power, water, electricity, whatever, for the 4 or 5 days. So we need a better answer to what do you do and how do you get help.
The power company executives and city officials who testified did not have many answers for Jones or Willikowski. Brad Evans is CEO of Chugach Electric Association. He says customers do report to Chugach if they are on life support or critically dependent on electricity for another reason. But he says those customers should call 911, not Chugach, if their power goes out.
It's all relative out there, and if we start prioritizing with that, then you're leaving thousands of other people off and traffic lights and fires and everything else. So, you know, we don't know which one's going to be the one that's the most harm. Certainly we're sensitive to individuals and we track them in our map books. There's not a guarantee when you sign up that you can get bumped to the beginning of the queue.
City officials had a similar response. Kevin Spillers directs the Anchorage Office of Emergency Management. The city did offer to help disabled and low-income residents clean up downed trees, but Spillers says it's not a good use of resources to have city workers or first responders check on vulnerable individuals following a storm.
It'd be almost impossible to maintain an up-to-date database on everybody who may have some sort of a condition. So neighbors know what's going on in their neighborhood a lot better. Our neighborhood watch program does a pretty good job of that, checking on neighbors. Church groups and other kinds of organizations are really better suited to do that. Communities that do that have a much better result in looking out for their folks than if you try and send out first responders or other government-type agencies afterwards.
After the meeting was over, Willikowski says he was surprised there weren't better solutions for helping vulnerable Anchorage residents during a disaster. He says he thinks some officials who testified brushed off the problem.
And, you know, if you've got seniors who are by themselves, who can't get around, and they're out of power for 5 to 7 days, that's a big problem. And so I do think there is a big hole there that needs to be fixed.
Senior Mary Jones says she appreciated hearing how top-level city and power company officials responded to the September storms. But she says at the ground level, seniors need to know how they can access help more easily during the next disaster. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.